Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 15th. And we will wonder this hour, what movies make men cry? And we will hope you'll fess up if you're a guy about the flick that's bound to get you to tear up. Or if you're a gal, you can tell us what movie has made a guy you know start sobbing. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send us an email with your favorite tearjerker at 1-800-642-1234. Or the email address, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name or your community with your email. When I look over the list that my producer, Leo Duran, found on the internet, it was from the MSNBC website, 7 movies that make men cry. I see that I certainly cried during some of them, but was surprised at others, and will wonder if you cried during these movies and what made these movies so emotional for you. We'll talk about the flicks on this list, the movies that we found in an informal, anonymous poll of men who work at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will ask our guest, a guy movie reviewer, what films make him well up. Our guest is Rob Thomas, movie critic for the Capital Times newspaper in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, I'm very secure in my masculinity.
Good. Well, yeah. In fact, Leo Duran told me that the 1993 movie Rudy was one that you would admit to crying to.
Well, I think, yeah, there's something about the sports movie that will get right past your defenses every time. I think that's why there's more and more of them coming out. And Rudy, which is the story of this this kid played by Sean Astin, who went to Notre Dame and played on the football team briefly, is sort of the classic in that mold. It's not even about winning or losing, basically. It's sort of like about those sort of inspirational stories, and yeah, that's definitely one that works for me.
Well, let's see if this chokes you up. Here's some audio, anyway, from the final scene of Rudy, when Rudy, who is, yeah, he's like a scrawny, maybe not so bright kid who is the underdog, and he, I guess, wins one for the Fighting Irish. So here's a clip of that. So did you get the hanky out?
I'm going to need to take a moment here.
So this, what is it about the sports movie?
I don't know what it is. Part of it, I think, frankly, is that, guys won't go see a movie intending to have a good cry. I mean, no, you don't do that. But a sports movie, oh, yeah, I'll go see that. Football, baseball, heck yeah. And then allows the movie maybe to slip past your defenses. And, you know, obviously, I think it reminds you of, you know, your big moment on the field, whether it was, you know, high school football or, you know, eighth grade soccer or whatever it was. And something about sports, I think, that sort of gets past that. And like I said, I don't think it's really about whether you're winning or losing or the big championship. It's more about just, that inspirational story, that underdog story that that gets to you.
Now, that was one of the movies on the list that we found on the internet. Another sports movie, well, sort of sports movie, that one of our producers at Wisconsin Public Radio immediately fessed up to crying to was Brian's Song.
You know, I haven't seen Brian's Song, but that is the quintessential, I think, classic guy cry movie. I think it's a TV movie from, like, 1971.
That's right.
Also about football, about, I think James Caan is it. I don't remember the other guy, but they, about one of the players dying of cancer. Yeah, that's one of the classic guy cry movies of all time.
I'm going to play a clip of one that surprised me a little bit as being a guy cry movie.
He was promised me that you'll survive. That you won't give up. No matter what happens. No matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose.
that was from the Titanic, when Jack slips away and Rose promises to never let go. Does that surprise you, that's a guy crime movie?
Well, I mean, that's like a universal crime movie, I think. I mean, that's not one that guys and women, I think that one's one that gets everybody. I mean, that's sort of interesting. There's some that are like, we'll get everybody, like Titanic. And then there are some that, like, each gender looks at the other and goes, what? You cried at that? there's this great scene in Sleepless in Seattle, I think, where this group of men and group of women are talking. The women are talking about how they cried at the end of It Happened One Night, I think, the Cary Grant mm-hmm. movie. And the guys talk about how they cried at the end of The Dirty Dozen when everybody gets killed. And that's sort of like, the divide definitely exists there in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I'm going to play a clip from one that I think there probably is a little gender difference in, too. After the weather break, we're going to check weather, and then we also will take your calls on movies that make men cry. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 15th. Hope you stay tuned and join Ben Marins this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben's guest says the new early daylight saving time will not save energy for Americans, and in fact says it's just the opposite, and that the oil companies and Congress know it. So, another side to daylight saving time coming up after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking this hour about movies that make guys cry. And we welcome your confessions at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Taking our lead from a list on the internet of movies that make guys cry. Already talked about Rudy. That made the list of the 7 movies. So did Titanic. And so did this one. Now, I don't know if it's that surprising. This was just one as a woman. I found this movie to be violent, not necessarily a tearjerker.
Is rum worth one good man's life? We believed it once. Make us believe it again. He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him.
That was from Gladiator. Was a tearjerker, huh?
I did a survey of guys in the newsroom. I don't know anybody who cried at the end of Gladiator. I don't know what that's doing on the list. I mean, and boy, they're trying their darndest with that music, too, to make it meaningful. But everybody, you talk to Gladiator, they talk about the chariot race and of course, the fighting and stuff. I don't know why that's on the list.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. All right, well, then I'm not alone on that
no.
one. we have a bunch of callers who want to weigh in, so let me bring in first Tim in Sparta. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
what always gets me are the movies with a lot of valor and bravado. For example, like the very first time I watched the movie Braveheart, and he gave his little speech before the battle about freedom, that kind of got me a little bit. And then another one would be the movie Gettysburg, when they depict the Battle of Little Round Top, when the Union soldiers, they're completely out of ammunition. They've 50% of them are dead, and the sergeant tells all these young soldiers that to man bayonets, and then they have to charge down the hill. And just a lot of bravado, and, you know, especially with the Battle of Little Round Top there, it was a true story, and that kind of got me.
Yeah, and it got you because of the courage that was involved there?
Absolutely, the courage and the valor.
Yeah. Rob Thomas?
Those are two great choices, and the one I'd add to that would be Glory, the Civil War movie with Matthew Broderick and Denzel Washington. That has a very sad ending, but is also, you know, really stirs you with that sort of noble sacrifice. But those are two great choices.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Saving Private Ryan is on the list of 7 movies. What about that one?
Yeah, that's definitely got a whole bunch of moments that are tearjerkers. I mean, there's a lot of you can basically sort of pick your character, and which when that character dies, that's your tear-jerking moment, especially. Well, and you don't want to ruin it necessarily, but certainly there's lots to choose from in that one.
Yeah, well, I'm going to plot spoiler, so if you haven't seen it and plan to, one of the Wisconsin Public Radio men who participated in our survey actually wrote a little segment here, and he's just saying that this Saving Private Ryan always gets me and my old college roommates sniffing. And he goes on to say, talks about different things about the movie. After reflecting on everything that has happened to Tom Hanks character's life and the men involved in the movie, he turns to his wife and says, "Tell me I have led a good life. Tell me I'm a good man." Puts a lump in your throat every time.
Yeah. And that's not even necessarily, it's kind of a complicated look at war, I think. It's not a very simple one about, bravado and stuff. And I think that's interesting that it has such an emotional kick because it does make you think as well as make you well up.
Yeah. Steve in Rice Lake is with us next. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hey, the movie that I have a hard time even watching is I Am Sam.
What's that about?
It's Sean Penn plays a handicapped individual raising a child.
Sure.
And the little girl dumbs herself down to, so she won't go on in school past her father. It's just really his education status. It's just really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas, have you seen that one?
I've seen that one. I don't think I cried on, but it does remind me that one like surefire tear getter, I think, is something involving fathers and sons or fathers and daughters, and I think that was Dakota Fanning who played the daughter in that movie, and she was really good.
Right.
Now, tell me, I don't know if I understand this one. This is one of our Wisconsin Public Radio workers who has a daughter, and I believe he went to this movie with his daughter. Bridge to Terabithia? It's a new film.
Fantasy movie, yeah.
Yeah. It says here, a girl and a boy become friends, and they find themselves outcasts at their school. They discover a magical place and subsequently invent all kinds of creatures for and adventures in their special place. So I guess that one made him cry.
I haven't read there's a pretty famous young adult book that's based on it, and I guess it does have a pretty tragic component to it. I haven't seen the film either, but it brings it pretty faithfully to screen.
William in Madison is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, hello. I'm so pleased to speak with you this morning.
I'm glad you called.
Well, I tell you though, the movie that made me cry of my own experience, I remember, was The Man in the Iron Mask. One of my friends took me to see that movie, and I know that he took me to see that movie to let me know that he loved me. But even in the end of the movie, persons couldn't help The Man in the Iron Mask. And he remained a captive, even though there were persons who loved him. But the persons who loved him constrained his captivity further.
Oh, William, help me understand why you say that your friend took you to this movie to show you that he loved you.
Well, I think he knew that I felt agonized by some things in my life, and he wanted me to see that movie.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that movie, Rob Thomas?
I'm familiar with it. I haven't seen it. But I think that's really interesting. I mean, movies are really, really powerful things, and we're talking about things that make guys cry. And I kind of wonder if sometimes, the movies are, you can almost communicate through a movie in a way you couldn't, just sort of talking to somebody, you know what I mean? If guys are less comfortable sort of directly expressing their emotions, but a movie might be a way to sort of get past that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, thank you very much, William. We will go next to Eugene and Viola, who's been waiting. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning. Good morning, Joy. The movie that probably made me cry or got my emotions was Chief Joseph, I Will Fight No More Forever. It's a story of the Nez Perce when they were chased by General Howard for 1,500 miles. They caught up with him 30 miles below the Canadian line. And Chief Joseph's final speech when he surrendered.
Yeah, and why did that make you cry?
Oh, that was just sad. They fought several battles, and Joseph only lost. Nez Perce only lost one on that situation. It was just sad. The first time I saw that was probably about 1978 or 79. I was teaching Rosebud Reservation, and it was shown by the Jesuits and the Franciscans there, for a group of teachers there that worked. I had been on reservation before, but It was kind of a combination of the movie and also for the problems that we were having there at the school with the students we were working with.
Yeah. So I guess, thanks, Eugene. I suppose it also, does depend on personal circumstances in your own life.
And it's really, when we talk about fathers and sons and things like that, I mean, a movie can certainly bring that stuff out in you. I'll have to look that one up. I haven't heard of that one before.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eugene. Another movie on the list of the seven movies that make guys cry is Dead Poets Society. Let's hear a little bit from that.
If the poem score for perfection is plotted on the horizontal of a graph...
Mr. Keating, they made everybody sign it.
Mr. Anderson.
You got to believe me, it's true.
I do believe you, Tom.
Leave, Mr. Keating.
But it wasn't his fault.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. One more outburst from you or anyone else, and you're out of this school. Leave, Mr. Keating. I said leave, Mr. Keating.
For the sake of time, I'll fade that out. And Mr. Keating, I think, was the Robin Williams character, and he, all the students got up and cheered him and whatever.
Okay. Yeah, they all stood. I can remember that scene like it was yesterday. They all stood on their desks and said, "Oh, Captain, my Captain." And that's definitely the scene that got to me. There's a scene earlier in the movie where I think a student commits suicide, which I think gets a lot of people, but. That scene is like just the opposite, a very sort of inspirational scene, and it's kind of funny how some people it's the tragic moments that really get them in movies, and others it's like the uplift ones. But that's definitely a one on the list.
And Mike in Manitowoc has a couple on his list. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. The two that kind of really struck me was the one is Meet Joe Black. Early in the movie, Brad Pitt gets killed, and he actually comes back as an angel because the lead character, I forget his name, the girl's father has a heart attack, and he's told by this person that's been killed when he comes back as a life form that he only has a certain number of days to live. And it's just really just about life, because when his father dies, this angel then comes back as a real person. The other one that really struck me is there's the movie called Castaway with Tom Hanks.
Sure.
And when he's standing in the FedEx building on top of a table, he says a quote that goes as follows: "Time rules over us without mercy. Whether we are healthy or ill, like a fire, it can either destroy us or keep us warm." And he then gets stranded on an island. And when he comes back, time has passed by him because his wife is remarried. And then if you go all the way to the end of the movie, Tom Hanks is standing by himself in the middle of the crossroads going, "Which direction or what should I do in life now?" And those are just two movies that really struck me.
Well, thank you. We have less than 30 seconds before a news break. Rob Thomas, you have a brief reaction to that?
Well, Castaway should have been on that list for sure. And the one I want to mention real quick is that's a movie that makes you cry over a volleyball.
Named Wilson.
I'm not joking about that. I actually cried over a volleyball in that movie. That's powerful stuff.
We're talking with Rob Thomas. He's the movie critic for the Capital Times newspaper in Madison, talking about movies that make men cry. That, of course, is the theme from Rocky, and that's the movie my husband said made him tear up when I told him we were doing this program this hour on movies that make men cry. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, March the 15th, and that's right, we are asking for you to confess to the movies that make you cry if you're a guy. If you're a woman, you can certainly call in with a movie that you know made a a man in your life tear up. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're talking with Rob Thomas, movie critic for the Capital Times in Madison. And Rob Thomas, my husband was quick to add that it was the first Rocky only and not the Adrian scene.
Not the Adrian scene? Okay.
He said it was the, I think, you know, the up the stairs and the inspiration.
Oh, sure.
And that
punching,
kind of...
punching the sides of beef and all that stuff. What's funny is that they did the sixth movie, Rocky Balboa, came out over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It hit a lot of the same beats. I mean, right down to the ending, right down to the hitting the sides of beef and running up the steps. And darn if it didn't work the sixth time around. Yeah. I mean, it's just as affecting.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, we talked a little, what, do you have a top tearjerker on your list?
Well, the one that I cannot believe is not on that MSNBC list that I would point to right away would be Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic movie. And, you know, a big I sort of was thinking about this. I was thinking there's three elements that you need in a tearjerker, a man tearjerker, either sports, war, or fathers and sons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get two out of three, I mean, you're in big trouble. And that's got, you know, baseball, fathers. And I think it's done in such an interesting way, and it all comes together in such, I think, a beautiful way that's unexpected, that I just think that's got to be on any list of these.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's on the Wisconsin Public Radio poll.
That was
tops on the list.
Yeah. Mm. And I'd also point to, I mean, one of my favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And the last 20-25 minutes of that is just one sort of emotional payoff after another when he gets, you know, the city rallies around him and poor George Bailey, and it's really, I think, a great story. I think I kind of go more for the uplifting ending than the sad one in terms of getting tears to well up. And that one's just so beautiful, you don't even care that Mr. Potter gets away with it.
So. Let's go to one more on the list of seven. Legends of the Fall. This was I remember it being a Brad Pitt movie, but I didn't see it. Did you? And was that a tearjerker?
I don't remember it being. I mean, I guess I remember some moments being sort of. It's about three sons. Brad Pitt's one of them. Henry Thomas is the other. I cannot remember the third. And then their dad is Anthony Hopkins, living on like a Montana ranch. And it follows about 40 years of their life through World War One. And I don't remember being that much of a tearjerker. It's a pretty good movie. But maybe I'm just misremembering,
yeah.
or blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah, the list on the MSNBC website says, like Wild West flicks of earlier decades, Legends explores primal themes underscored by Pitt's tough yet gulp sensitive performance.
I suppose.
Dan in Jefferson joins us now. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, one of my favorites is Mel Gibson movie. I thought I heard you guys mention it, The Patriot, where the daughter doesn't speak to him throughout the whole movie, and then all of a sudden when he goes to leave on a beach, his daughter speaks up. That part was very moving if you watch the whole movie.
Yeah, no, I don't think we brought that up. Somebody brought up Braveheart.
Yeah, and another one... is United 93. I rented it thinking that, you know, it was probably, I was interested in finding out what the movie was about and how it all happened, but it got to a lot more than I expected, to see what people went through, and very touching.
I was devastated by that movie. I think it was number two or number three on my list last year, and that's an amazing movie. Yeah.
And another real quick one while I was sitting here waiting was I watched with my kids was Pay It Forward. That was an excellent movie.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate that. Yeah, I remember United 93, not knowing what to expect when I went to that, but it was very moving.
Yeah.
John in Cross Plains. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm on a cell, so I'm not sure if I'll stay as a good connection.
But we hear you.
Casablanca.
Why?
Everybody cries during the love story, but I also almost will cry when the Marseillaise overwhelms the Germans when they're singing.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Let's go next to Corey in Onalaska. Hi, Corey.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My Schindler's List was quite devastating to me. the ironic detachment that the Nazis felt for the Jewish people was gut-wrenching, and I found myself welling up a few times during that.
Yeah, that's on the list of our Wisconsin Public Radio men poll. What about you, Rob Thomas?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The scene that always gets me is right at the end when Liam Neeson's like, he saved all these people, and he's looking, I have this pocket watch. I could have saved five people with that. I could, you know, I mean, it's just like, and maybe that's, again, like, I mean, and certainly the rest of the movie, on the horrors of it moved me, but it was that scene where, like Roger Ebert once said, that what makes him cry is not sad things, but goodness, but kindness. And I'm sort of in the same boat with that, mm-hmm. that when you see that on screen, it can be really powerful.
Thank you very much, Corey. Another one on the list of our public radio poll, Driving Miss Daisy. I was surprised to see that one there. What do you think?
Boy, I haven't seen that since it came out. It's a really good movie. I think it's kind of underrated, although even though it got a lot of awards. I think it's a really great character study. It kind of sneaks up on you because it's kind of funny for most of the movie and sort of the relationship that Jessica Tandy and the Morgan Freeman have, but it becomes very powerful when it turns out that they turn out, you know, they suddenly realize they're each other's best friend. Mm-hmm. That's one I should revisit because I've heard people talking lately that that's actually a better movie than people remember. Yeah.
And next is Jim in Brookfield. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Rob.
Hi.
The first one of two would be the movie Hoosiers, the small-town basketball. And the scene specifically, right before tip-off, or this pandemonium going on outside, and the team's by themselves all huddled up in the locker room, and Gene Hackman asks, you know, as a coach, what, you know, why they want to win the game or why they're there. And one of the players says, I want to win it for all the small schools that never had a chance to get there. And I just thought that was really a show of being very unselfishness, and it kind of drives home the fact that it really is a David and Goliath, and those kids really worked hard to get there. Mm-hmm. And the second movie would be Apollo 13, specifically the reentry scene, where they come through when they get back into through reentry, and they're several minutes late, and they keep calling the command module repeatedly, and finally Tom Hanks, playing Jim Lovell, you know, gets back in contact with them, and that whole scene, it shows the emotion, the bond between the individuals on the ground and the individuals, the astronauts in the command module, and just how hard they work to bring these individuals back, and the bond between them, I thought was very very touching.
Mm-hmm. Rob Thomas?
That's two outstanding choices. I hadn't thought of either of them, but and you know, you mentioned the two scenes that are the big ones. Apollo 13, I'll always remember how quiet that control room was right before you hear Tom Hanks' voice sort of cut through the static.
Right.
Yeah, those are great choices.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is in a lot of these tearjerkers.
Yeah, he's very good at it. Yeah. Philadelphia, Forrest mm-hmm. Gump. I mean, one after the other, he makes
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Let's go to Zach in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I had a good one for you. My wife and I were watching 50 First Dates. Adam Sandler, I'm sure it's not on the list.
But, why did that make you cry?
All the way at the end, I don't know if you're familiar, Drew Barrymore, she doesn't have a great memory. When she goes to sleep, she wakes up the next morning and forgets everything.
Right.
Well, she has, at the end of the movie, she has, I can't remember, she has one or two kids, but it's kind of tear-jerking. She wakes up and she meets her kids that are already 3 years old, and a little bit tear-jerking.
Yeah.
A funny movie. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The other one was Braveheart. I know it's been said before, but one line that really got to me was, every man dies, but not every man really lives. That's always stayed with me.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking with Rob Thomas. He is movie critic for the Capital Times newspaper in Madison. Talking with him about movies that make guys cry. And we welcome your suggestions. What movie made you cry as a guy? And we've heard from only guys this hour. That's okay. But again, if you're a woman and know of a movie that made a guy in your life cry, you can join in too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. All right, that might not be a movie that made men cry, That was the theme from Love Story. It's a movie that I saw 6 times when I was about, 10 years old. And that one made me cry. Did it make you cry? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Talking about movies that make guys cry, based in part on a list on the internet, on the MSNBC website. My producer found this list of 7 movies that make guys cry. We've talked about a bunch of them so far. Dead Poets Society, Gladiator, Legends of the Fall, Rudy, Saving Private Ryan, Titanic. Those are some of the movies on the list on the internet, and we're welcoming your suggestions as well. And Rob Thomas, Love Story would not be a movie that makes guys cry?
I don't think so. Is that maybe the were they playing rugby in that movie, I think? A little bit of sports, at least. That part, but aside from that.
That's right. Yeah. Let's see. We have artists in Milwaukee with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I bet this is going to be one nobody's going to mention, but when my husband and I first watched A Star Is Born with Judy Garland, the born in a trunk scene was in a scene that I actually saw a tear, and he's not one, my husband's not one that normally shows emotion.
Well, I'm glad you called Artisan. I'm sorry, what scene was that?
The born in a trunk scene in A Star Is Born with Judy Garland. It's kind of a pivotal scene in the movie. But I'm sure it's not going to be mentioned. And if you've never seen it,
no, I saw it. I just don't remember exactly
what. The born in a trunk scene is where she's watching herself in the movie, her Academy Award-winning film at the premiere, where she's watching herself in the movie, and it's a very unusual scene.
Yeah, and why do you think that made your husband tear
up? I just think the impact of her voice and her ability as an actress was just never more apparent in that than in that scene.
Yeah. Rob Thomas?
I haven't seen that one either, but it is one of the great classic films of all time.
Yeah. Let's go to Patrick in Dubuque. Hi, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I have an unusual choice. It was AI.
Artificial intelligence?
I came right after my father passed away. And there was Spielberg does not always do a good job of capturing human emotion necessarily. I mean, he's gotten better at it. And this set was full of robots and androids. And somehow he managed to invest, especially in the little boy robot character, invest some real human emotion. And obviously Haley Joel Osment did an amazing job as a child actor of doing that. There was a loss. There was a sense of loss. And a sense of redemption at the end. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this little boy robot, sort of gets shut down through all sorts of accidents and things like that. And then the world goes through all sorts of changes, and it's millions of years later, and there are these living robots, these very kind artificial life forms that have sort of taken over the human's role in the world, and they bring his mother back. And it was... it almost gets me right now just talking about it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's just for one day, right? He gets to be with her for one day. It was a very powerful ending. Yeah.
I didn't even see it, and I'm choked up over that.
Yeah, and I remember what actually kind of got to me was Jude Law plays kind of a hustler robot, and he gets captured, and the one thing he says as he leaves was something like, "I am, I was," or something like that. It was a really great scene. But that's a good choice. I wouldn't have thought of that either, but yeah.
Now here's another one that I did not see and is on the list of 7 movies that make guys cry, and I'll play a short clip from The Notebook and then ask you, Rob Thomas, whether you agree that that's a male tearjerker.
I need to ask you something.
What is it, sweetheart?
Do you think our love can create miracles?
Yes, I do. That's what brings you back to me each time.
Do you think our love could take us away together?
Uh, I think our love can do anything we want it to.
Wow, that sounds like somebody dying.
Yeah, I reviewed that one, and I remember opening the review with saying, fine, call me a sissy, call me a sap, but it got you. That one is definitely, that's like Titanic. That's a gender-neutral tearjerker that you look at this romance between two young people, and then it flashes forward to them at the end of their life. The woman has Alzheimer's, and the man is James Garner. I can't remember the name of the actress. It might have been... Maybe Ellen Burstyn, but I'm not sure.
Now I remember. Yeah. I did not see that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's actually quite good, I think. But it's that one that, you know, doesn't matter what gender you are, you're going to fall for it. Yeah. At least I did.
Steve in Dodgeville, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Do you know the movie Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell?
That's a comedy, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, comedy, but it gets me crying. My whole family will be watching the show, and they'll all look at me waiting for me to start tearing, you know. It's kind of a happily ever after movie, you know. At the end, they jump in the water, and it gets me every time. I can't help it. Every time I watch it.
That's great.
Yeah, it cries at the happy ending. That's good.
Yeah. I think comedy sometimes, it can really get to you because you don't see it coming. The one I always think of for comedies that make me kind of well up is the end of Raising Arizona, which is, you know, Coen Brothers, completely wild, over-the-top comedy. And then at the end, Nicolas Cage has this speech about this dream he has about a future where, you know, everything's happy and everything's well. And then I think the line is, you know, maybe it was heaven, or I don't know, maybe it was Utah. And
oh,
that was the last line. And it's actually a great speech that really gets me just out of left field.
Yeah, I remember that. Tony in Park Falls, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. The one that comes to mind the most that makes me cry is the movie The Champ, and I believe it was with Ricky Shorter when he was a little boy.
Right.
Yep.
And the other one is Ghost with Patrick Swayze and I believe Demi Moore.
Yeah, I thought that was a chick flick, was it? Or no, but that was a tearjerker. That made you cry too, huh, Tony?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Rob Thomas?
Oh yeah. Those are both two good choices. I think Ghost is, you know, one of those ones. That's a good one.
Yeah. The Champ has that that sports theme to it too, right?
Exactly. With John Voight, I think, is the dad.
I'm wondering if some of them you say are universal, but do most of the guy tearjerkers have to have some, I don't know, strong male lead for the guy to identify with this male lead character to cry?
I don't know. It seems to be that way, and it definitely seems to be men of action, whether it's like we said, sports or war or something like that. One thing also I was sort of thinking is, you know, there's usually not a lot of women around on screen at the time when, you know, something happens. The one I was sort of thinking of that, like, is also sort of a big guy tearjerker is Shawshank Redemption with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. All-guy prison. I don't think there's a woman in that movie at all. And it has a really powerful payoff at the end. A lot of times it seems to be guys relating to guys, mm-hmm. whether it's friends or fathers and sons or something like that can really be effective as a male tearjerker.
Well, I'm just really impressed. Our lines have just been completely full the whole time with people wanting to talk about this and admitting to crying to all these movies. Randy in Laval is with us now. Hi, Randy.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very good program. Thank you for it. I have to just my suggestion would be Finding Nemo. I have to say I've been fortunate to raise four children, and when I step back and watch that, if that just describes it.
No, that's the cartoon, right?
The fish, yeah.
It's not a cartoon. And what you said, it's a guy and his son. I raised three boys and a daughter. Of course, the daughter, I said the daughter equates the three boys. She has the energy of the three and maybe the intelligence of the three. I don't know. But
it was a tearjerker to you because it was about the father-child relationship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the total all-out commitment he had to. There was nothing that was going to stand in the way of him going after this child. And that's successful parenting and the relationship that, I mean, something's going to give here. You know, nothing's going to stand in the way of success.
Yeah, and he's got to kind of learn to sort of let the son kind of go off on his own a little bit, not be so overprotective. I remember I saw that when it came out like 4 years ago before I became a parent, and then like I've watched it now. Oh, I guess 80 billion times with my 3-year-old. I definitely see it from a whole different perspective now that I'm a parent. It's funny about that.
We have less than a minute to go and probably not time for another caller. Is there any movie out there that we haven't talked about that's on your list or your poll of your workplace?
let's see. People brought up Forrest Gump. Miracle, another great sports movie about the 80 U.S. Olympic hockey team. That's a great one. And if you want to get even science fiction, the end of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, somebody brought up, where Spock dies. Especially if you're a fan of the series, that was a pretty powerful moment.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
There are lots of them, and we left a lot of callers on the line. Rob Thomas, I thank you very much for being with us.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Rob Thomas, movie critic for the Capital Times in Madison. Talking with us about the movies that make men cry. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.